back. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Your opportunity to talk with our former president, Teddy Roosevelt. If you've ever been to Medora this summer, you've seen Joe Weigand playing Theodore Roosevelt. An amazing performance, and you gotta see it. I can't stress enough how amazing it is. Your opportunity to ask Colonel Roosevelt, the former president, your questions, his take on what's going on in today's society, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Also coming up at the bottom of the hour, Dr. Jared Brockman, author of Global Jihadism, an internationally recognized Al-Qaeda specialist, a little bit of a local take on some of this, what's going on as far as terrorism. And let's go back to the phones, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Robert in Montana, you have a question for the colonel.
Yeah, thank you. Say, you know, over 60% of the people think the country's going in the wrong direction. What's the compromise? How much further are you going to keep going in the wrong direction? I'll listen. Thank you.
And if I may, to Robert, our good neighbor in Montana, I send greetings. And I must admit, I wasn't much on polling. It wasn't done much in my day. And I once said, I don't know what the American people think. I only know what they ought to think. And with regards to, whether we're in the right direction or the wrong direction, now, as a country, the country is more than the government. The country is the people. The country is the family business, the farmer, the rancher, the mechanic, the shopkeeper. And generally, as I tour this country, the American people are showing themselves to be made of the right stuff. And if we can survive the tremendous burden of the accumulated financial debt that we've piled up because we've no longer been able to differentiate between what we want and what we need, if we can eventually tighten our belts and right-size this government to do the things that it ought to do, but not all of the things that people might want it to do, well, then I do believe that American ingenuity and hard work and the deep and abiding faith of the American people will see us doing the right thing and avoiding what the previous caller mentioned as some sort of a calamity or some sort of a tremendous upset of American culture. I do believe that the American people will see through the challenges that we face.
You're bully for the future still.
Most definitely so. I say, with regards to American stock, buy.
Bullish he is. Bullish he is, ladies and gentlemen. What would Teddy do? By the way, your questions or comments on any of the issues of the day, we have a couple of Facebook comments. One, Blair says, I thought Teddy responded perfectly to the question of why our folks get so little interaction with their elected representatives. Too often it seems as a lifetime opportunity for income and power versus being citizen legislators who would return home and better respect those they represent. What advice would you have for elected leaders today of any particular office?
Well, indeed, I think one of the challenges that we have is that there are many members of Congress who are now on their second, third, or even fourth decade of being legislators in Congress. And the power that is accrued to them through the system of seniority, I do believe, has a detriment and a downside as well. The concept of citizen legislators who return to their home constituency, live amongst their neighbors, and live with the consequences of the legislation that they've adopted. Well, I think we'd be a better country if that occurred more. The term limits have been spoken of. For this, I do believe, the Supreme Court has determined that this needs to be done as a constitutional amendment at the federal level. It's a very difficult thing to achieve, but I do believe that instead it's the American people that should be term-limiting members of Congress if they show themselves to be acting in a way that is deleterious of the national interest.
Colonel, is it beneficial if more people get into the process because you go serve a term as a citizen legislator and you do go return to your former life and you have that opportunity to let somebody else into the process? Is that a positive?
I do believe so. Of course, in the olden days when I was briefly serving as the president pro tempore of the United States Senate as vice president, well, there was a great deal of log rolling and horse trading going on such that oh, the political powers behind a senator, and I'm familiar with the current debate about returning to the state legislatures electing our United States senators, something that will not occur. It's entirely too popular, the popular election of our senators. But it used to be arranged that each would take their turn at the trough. So you would see a great deal of turnover in the House of Representatives and in the Senate for, of course, insider information and that sort of thing. More important now that the federal government has grown so large and so prosperous with taxpayer dollars. But of course, inside information with regards to new technologies and new corporations, well, that sort of thing was orchestrated in such a way that it was rare to find a man in politics, even briefly, who didn't come out of his political career wealthier than when he went into the career. So I think while we would ask for legislators to give the seat back to the people and let them determine which neighbor to send next, we must also make sure that while they are serving in Washington, D.C., they're not simply making plans to feather their own nest, oh, registering as a lobbyist and that sort of thing for foreign interests or corporations or even entities that don't have the welfare of the American government and the American people at heart. It's a dispiriting thing to see how many actually then begin a career based on the largesse of the federal government rather than coming home again to be farmers and ranchers and professors and that sort of thing.
Not very often, folks, you get a chance to ask a president a question or two, and you do today on What's on Your Mind, thanks to the opportunity we have with Teddy Roosevelt, Colonel Roosevelt, as portrayed by Joe Wiegand at Medora for a few short weeks left as we wind down the summer. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome for him today on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Emailer wants to know your take if you happen to see the Fox News report last night called The Great Food Stamp Binge of a particular individual that was using his SNAP EBT card to dine on lobster, which has the emailer outraged. Not sure if you saw it or not, Colonel, but gist of the story is, and the reporting, 1 in 7 Americans now receive food stamps. Fox News sent a team across the country to expose government's attempts to get more people on the SNAP program, SNAP standing for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Here's the most alarming stat to me. In 2008, food stamps were a $37 billion tab for taxpayers in the United States. It's now nearly $80 billion. Your take on food stamps?
You might recall that in 1900, President McKinley and I campaigned as a ticket in part on the full lunch pail. But it was up to the working man and the working woman to make sure that the lunch pail was full by the merits of their own labor. I do believe that America is a country that will take care of its brothers and sisters, especially the children. No one should go hungry in America. But if we expect the federal government to do the work that we ought to be doing in our churches and in our communities and amongst our neighbors, then we've misplaced our faith. There will only be inefficiency and fraud and corruption when such a large program is put forth and when we've continued to inculcate rather than good moral behavior among the American people, this idea of pursuing one's own personal prosperity and gain without any regard to the condition of the community along the way. So I'm greatly disappointed. I did not see the report on the television, but it seems to me one of probably only tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands or millions of cases where the largesse of the federal government is being manipulated in a fraudulent way for the benefit of individuals who don't really need that federal assistance.
Colonel, we've had a lot of tragedies in this country over the last couple of years, school shootings. There's been an attempt to pressure the Second Amendment or rewrite the Second Amendment. You, given your ranching background and your history, especially in North Dakota, has had a great opportunity to embrace the Second Amendment. What is your take on where things are now in this country with the Second Amendment? Is that something that needs to be fought for fervently for the benefit of the country?
Most definitely so. It was someone else who said it was the Second Amendment that protected all of the other portions of the Constitution from the viewpoint of the citizen. You may know that during my presidency, I established the Civilian Marksmanship Program, which is a continuing cooperative effort first by the United States Army and then by civilian organizations throughout the country, and now led in great part by the National Rifle Association, of which I was a life member, and at Camp Perry in Ohio and down at Fort Anniston in Alabama. Shooting competitions are held, and it does my heart great good to see young boys and young girls learning to use a firearm and learning to use it safely, doing so in competitions. But America's freedom and sovereignty, I think, depends in great part on the ability of its citizens to be familiar with and adept at the use of firearms.
We're getting Teddy's take today on the program. More after the break, folks. Don't go away.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Hey, Scott Hillen with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time, simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com,
the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
This is Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind. Here's our telephone number. Last segment and an opportunity to chat with our friend, Larry Wigand.
The Colonel.
Yes, exactly. Joe Wigand.
Friends
exactly.
Call him the Colonel.
They call him the Colonel, yeah, exactly. Joe Wigand is the guy we've been blessed to have at Medora. How long have you been at Medora?
This is my second season in Medora, and I need to clarify for your listeners, if they come to the musical, which I recommend, of course, for families, they won't see me dancing or hear me singing in the musical, for apparently the producers got word of my lack of talent in those areas. They come to the Old Town Hall Theater at 3:30 in the afternoon, Mountain Time. It's an opportunity for me in that wonderfully air-conditioned theater to share some of the stories of my lifetime, especially those of my years as a cowboy and rancher here in the Badlands.
What do you get? You do a little Q&A at the end of that. What's the question folks are most often curious about in Medora about learning from Colonel Roosevelt?
Well, it's usually the youngest and most precocious member of the audience that will point out and make some sort of statement like, "I thought you were dead." That's always a challenge, but of course gives me an opportunity to discuss my passing and, I do, of course, come to life today in 2013. So it gives me the opportunity to discuss, for example, the heroic efforts of my boys in both World War I and World War II. My daughter Alice, who lived such a famous life, and even comment on the many differences between myself and my cousin Franklin in the administration of the office of the executive. But the questions are wonderful in that they're so wide-ranging. Most, I must admit, dealing with historical matters rather than these issues of the current day with which we're dealing today. But I'm glad to be with you, gentlemen. The work that you do is so important to the welfare of the Republic.
By the way, if you have a question or comment, last chance to get it in with Teddy Roosevelt today on the program. Teddy's Take. It's kind of fun, a little twist on what's on your mind today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Questions by email, welcome studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We had a question about the North Dakota oil boom, and Steve, you have one on energy, so we'll tie those two together for Teddy.
Teddy, I wanted to ask you, when you stepped foot into North Dakota, you saw the bounty of the land. Did you ever have a contemplation where we are right now in North Dakota with the bounty of the land and how it ties into the agriculture, the farming, the ranching, the energy side of things? What an amazing place North Dakota is.
Mr. Bonkin, of course, you know that in Fargo in 1910, I said I would have never been president but for my time in the Dakotas. And I later told a senator at the White House, that if you took away from me every memory of my lifetime and vouchsafe me but one, the one that I would choose to retain would be of my time as a cowboy and rancher in the Badlands. But you may recall that on July 4th, 1884, I made my first ever big July 4th speech in my career in Dickinson, North Dakota. I told the audience it was only my second visit to Dickinson, the first being when I marched Brett Finnegan and his cohorts some 50 miles down from the Killdeer to turn them in for stealing my boat along the Little Missouri. But if you've got a moment, I'd like to read you these quick words from the 1884 speech. "I do not undervalue for a moment our national prosperity. Like all Americans, I like big things, big parades, big forests and mountains, big wheat fields, railroads, and herds of cattle too, big factories, steamboats, and everything else. But we must keep steadily in mind that no people were ever yet benefited by riches if their property corrupted their virtue. It is of more importance that we should show ourselves honest, brave, truthful, and intelligent, that we should own all the railways and grain elevators in the world. Now, that being said, I must say I also like big oil fields, and eventually a big refinery, big natural gas plants. And I do believe that the industries that are participating here in the Bakken will do so with an idea towards the conservation of our natural resources, the preservation of our clean air and clean water. And I think we can all work together in a cooperative spirit, because wish as we might, we will not run this economy on solar and wind and tidal waves. We need coal, we need oil, and we need gas. And we need it for the next 50 years, and we need it in the times during which we should be developing our own independent energy sources rather than relying on nations and peoples that mean us only harm and not good."
And you obviously have a reputation as the president that really started a focus in the United States on conservation efforts and preserving, the great United States of America. Do you see those going hand in hand? Are we doing pretty good in the area of maintaining our treasures right alongside bring those natural resources out of the ground to fuel the country?
I do believe so, and of course there will be challenges along the way. We occasionally read about some pipeline rupturing or some set of train cars falling off the rails. But meanwhile, we must remember, while I was more of a row man than a sailing man, well, it's okay to tack as long as you remember which port you're headed for. And in this case, if the goal is energy independence, full employment for the American people, Well, then it really is, as the young people say, a no-brainer. We must exploit our natural resources, but do so in a way that, in the words of the Boy Scouts, leaves our campground cleaner than we found it. And on this point, I'm glad that Senator Hoeven and Senator Heitkamp and Secretary of the Interior, Mr. Jewell, that they came to the Bakken and to Theodore Roosevelt National Park in this spirit of finding the right balance between the development of our resources and the preservation of a place that the Elkhorn Ranch is, by some, called the cradle of conservation. I hope it retains its character as a natural place where contemplation and exploration can be done, and perhaps be done without all of the equipment and machinery and gas flares that make the rest of the Bakken such an exciting place.
Mr. President, you mentioned the oil and the gas and everything and the natural resources. You're also the father of conservation in this country. Does it sadden you at all that, given the current politics, so often conservation and the exploitation of those resources are so diametrically opposed?
Well, of course, I don't believe in sadness. When confronted by a situation which might confound us or frustrate us, I believe in getting action and seeking a solution. But I share with you, if we stand back and look at history, Mr. Bakken, can you imagine if we had had to file an environmental impact statement to build the Panama Canal? Why we would be shipping ourselves around the Cape of Good Hope, or the down around the tip of South America?
Yeah, navel gazing would still be ensuing. Jed in Grand Forks, last call for Teddy. Get Teddy's take. Go ahead, Jed, quickly.
Hey, where's the best place in North Dakota to hunt sage grouse? Thank you.
Well, I must admit, they've kept me so busy here in Medora, I'm not quite sure, but as I hike the hills here about, I've noticed that I scare up a number of grouse, but I don't have my Winchester handy with me. It's a bit more of a sedate life that we're living here in Medora now. So I perhaps must ask your listeners to come and visit me at the Old Town Hall Theater in Medora and give me such a good clue as well as to where to do some good hunting of sage-grouse.
Jed wants some sage-grouse. Thanks for the call, Jed. Appreciate it. And, again, 3:30 Mountain Time every weekday through Labor Day, right?
And Saturdays as well. And I do hope that the families of the region will continue to come and visit Medora. The Family Fun Center is a great deal of a good fun during the hot days. And, of course, I do enjoy telling the stories of my lifetime. And I wish each and every one of your listeners and you, gentlemen, a blessed day. We are indeed blessed here in the United States of America and in North Dakota. And I'm a fortunate fellow to be working here in Medora.
Thanks, Teddy. Great girl.
The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of drill and dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website, gtmwt.com, or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30% too. Drill and dry. The best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get drill and dry. Call 855-246-4312 or online at gtmwt.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from powerplucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at powerplucker.com and receive free shipping. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Are you ready to fight back? Fight back against the army of spies, scammers, and government wonks that are hell-bent on stealing your information? Let me ask you one question. What are you doing right now to protect your privacy? Learn how to take your identity off the grid and even disappear forever with this weird trick at privacyradio.com. I'll show you how to protect yourself and your family from big government and big business in just 10 easy steps. Go to privacyradio.com to learn more.
One week ago today, Steve Bakken and I were on the radio here with you, the listeners, talking about our level of concern over a terror threat that had, you know, White House meetings happening and embassies being closed and talk of surgically implanted bombing devices. And, you know, a week later, it seems like, well, the embassies are back open, and a couple of drone strikes later, we're not so concerned. Should we be every bit as concerned today as we were a week ago? What is the latest terror threat? We're going to ask a expert who is one of ours, Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute at NDSU, a North Dakota native, but also the author of Global Jihadism, an internationally recognized al-Qaeda specialist, author and public lecturer, former graduate fellow at the CIA Counterterrorist Center, and former director of research at West Point's Combating Terrorism Center. Join Steve and I and you. To answer your questions at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Dr. Brockman, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you.
So, first of all, let's deal with the news of a week ago. Was there more there than usual? Were you alarmed along with other security officials that this was a rather significant attack, and as far as the chatter, the most we'd seen since the pre-9/11 level?
So, it's really hard from the outside. I'm no longer in the classified realm, so everything I'm seeing is from, external observation. But al-Qaeda has long tried to maintain kind of an underground communications node that's very secret, that they keep buried under layers of security. And they use this periodically, as best we know, to kind of command and control all these wandering cats out there. So there must have been some meeting that we were listening in on. Now, this wasn't a conference call, as some of the mainstream news presented it as. This was it's kind of like an online forum, internet forum. And so there must have been some discussion about some kind of impending attack or teams in place or something that the administration decided they would react. It's basically the Hail Mary option. When you just close everything down, the hope is that you will thwart any plans that were in the making.
Dr. Brockman, from a media standpoint, why was this blown up in the press so much? If there was a potential threat, usually that would be dealt with on an internal basis, why did this get so much press coverage?
I think that was actually the point, was if they did have teams deployed, we possibly did not know where they were. And so by making this so high visibility, that would have deterred them from trying to go forward with any sort of attack, because our security was visibly increased. So that would be one reason that would have been so, pushed through the press.
Does al-Qaeda remain the threat that we've since post-9/11 in a post-9/11 world have come to believe they are today as we stand here? I mean, is al-Qaeda ever but the threat they were on 9/11 today?
It's a very different threat. So I would say no, they're not capable of another 9/11-styled attack. That doesn't mean that it's less dangerous. It just means dangerous, right, in a more unpredictable way, lower level of lethality. The problem is the guy who replaced bin Laden, this Ayman al-Zawahiri, the Egyptian, He's kind of the CEO of a corporation where none of his employees listen to what he's saying. And they're all kind of doing business how they think is best. And so he's sitting there trying to get them focused, and they're all up to, you know, their own little business. And so it's really hard for them to organize anything big. The major threat comes from the cell in Yemen, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. And this is why you've seen the Obama administration just hammering that country with drones. Now, whether or not that's successful, that's a big point that's being debated in the counterterrorism community.
What, give us both sides of that debate. What is the argument that we're just willy-nilly firing off drones and not really getting anybody of strategic value, or what's the debate?
Well, we're killing them left and right over there. I mean, we've taken out, I think, 28 top AQAP leaders. And now there's reportedly an expansion that we can not just go from top tier, but rising stars. So the argument is that it's actually having an impact because we're killing all the big fish. The counter argument is, well, for every drone that you fire, you create five new terrorists because they get angry and we're starting to turn Yemeni public sentiment against the U.S. But then the flip side is, well, we'd rather have five low-level, you know, angry cousins of a guy we killed mad at us, then we would still have this top-tier leader in existence who can do us more harm. But, you know, there's no consensus on that debate right now.
It's better to take off the head of the snake instead of deal with the snake and many other little snakes. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, your opportunity to ask the expert. Dr. Brockman, Benghazi, was that Al-Qaeda? Was that a terrorism act, in your opinion?
Yeah, so again, you know, it is such a complicated thing. We know, or at least sources from the government have come out and said that there were potentially members, official members of Al-Qaeda's group in Yemen involved in the attack. In terms of the premeditation and all of that, I don't have the knowledge to say clearly it was an act of terrorism. Clearly it had Al-Qaeda involvement. But Ansar al-Sharia is a difficult, they're not easy to summarize what they are, an insurgent group, a terrorist group. Was it blessed by the official leadership of Ansar al-Sharia, or was this elements of, you know, it's one of the, this is the messy world of counterterrorism, is that there's rarely ever any clear answers.
You had spent some time, I guess, for lack of a better term, sort of provoking publicly on some of the blogs out there, members of Al-Qaeda, and, for getting in their face a little bit. And I know that was an interesting chapter of your career a couple of years back. Is that still something that happens regularly? Are they still out there publicly on these different blogs and chats, and do you still kind of provoke them as warrants?
Well, most of the guys I used to provoke or at least try to stimulate into having a conversation have all been killed. So what you have left is almost a leadership vacuum within Al-Qaeda's kind of messaging space. What's happened is this cadre of kind of pundits, intellectuals, media types who support Al-Qaeda have tried to fill in. And these guys really aren't interested in what other people say. They're massive narcissists and just want to get their articles published in the Al-Qaeda forums. So no, I've backed off. I don't really engage these guys. I just read everything they write. But, you know, things have changed significantly since even 5 years ago in terms of what Al-Qaeda is and how it operates.
What are those changes? What has this morphed into, and what does the future hold for Al-Qaeda and our terrorism threat in this country?
Well, so you've got a senior leadership that's pretty much incapacitated, and this was the organization who planned and deployed 9/11. These guys have their so much so that they've basically had to outsource operations now from Afghanistan, Pakistan to Yemen. So then you've got regional commands in Yemen and North Africa, and they're trying to push into Nigeria and Mali, and then you've got Iraq, which basically hasn't been listening to the Al-Qaeda leadership in years. You've got Syria and all these insurgents and rebels, and Al-Qaeda's trying to make inroads there. I mean, it's just what's happened is it's devolved into a big sloppy soup, just a mess. And there's nobody in, there's no Bin Laden equivalent anymore. Nobody can say jump and everyone will jump. So it's just a big mess to do counterterrorism. It's as much of a headache for me as it is for them to try to figure out how to command and control their people.
And tell us a little bit about how you do what you do at the NDSU, Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute. Some folks might not be aware that, you know, a function of this particular institution right on a campus at the university, or at North Dakota State University, is charged with this. Just talk about what you do and how you do it at the Institute.
Yeah, I mean, we do all open source academic research and then try to inform policymakers, law enforcement, military, intelligence on what we find. And, you know, one thing I learned early on is that Al-Qaeda loves to talk about themselves and their plans and their vulnerabilities. And so one thing we, you know, we look at is are their kind of internal reflections on where they're weakest, what they need to accomplish, and then we try to help point people to those vulnerabilities and use that to bring them down. So it's I teach the terrorism class here on campus to undergrads. We've got about 140 students enrolled every fall, and we do the history of terrorism, global terrorism, all different types. It's, you know, it's a pretty vibrant program we've built up here.
Email question wants to know, who's worse, the Muslim Brotherhood or Al-Qaeda, or are they one and the same?
Yeah, you know, that's it's a common question. There's no doubt that, you know, Al-Qaeda is a self-stated global terrorist organization. The Muslim Brotherhood is a political activist group that some people believe have bigger aspirations. But from the way I view them, they are a local/regionally focused political group that does not advocate violence, whereas Al-Qaeda has premised its existence on the use of violence against civilians. So to me, they're a big difference. Some people argue the Muslim Brotherhood is a gateway. I don't support that view. Certainly people from Al-Qaeda started off in the Muslim Brotherhood, but they left because they didn't find what they wanted there.
We're talking with Dr. Jared Brockman. Dr. Brockman, from a global perspective, I'm sure that Al-Qaeda is still probably the predominant terrorism cell that we have to worry about. Domestically, is that still the case? Is that something we need to look at in this country and be diligent about Al-Qaeda, or do we have other issues that we need to look at from a domestic terrorism standpoint? The reason I ask that question is we looked at, I always look back at what happened, something as simple as Americans that were putting pipe bombs into mailboxes through the Midwest, and this country froze.
Yeah, no, it's a good question. You know, I think the Boston bombings remind us that Al-Qaeda-inspired terrorism is still something we need to be concerned about. But the Tsarnaev brothers were, like it or not, they were inherently American, that they may have been influenced by this idea of this foreign terrorist, you know, phenomenon, but they were radicalized here. They were reading English, things. So there is an American terrorist problem, you could say, and it manifests itself across ideologies, from jihadist inspired to, you know, I don't like using right wing, left wing, although the federal government does use some of those terms. There's a lot of angry people in this country who either want to put pipe bombs, you know, in mailboxes or blow up.
Hold that thought, if you would, Dr. Brockman. So we'll finish on the other side of the break here. With Steve Bachman, I'm Scott Hannon. Your call's welcome, 800-228-0550. More after this. Don't go.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to shoot us an email, we're talking with Dr. Jared Brockman of NDSU, the Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute at NDSU, talking terror threats globally and nationally, and on that local level, we had to cut you off, we were up against the break, but if you'd like an opportunity to finish expounding on the domestic threat and where that stands right now.
Sure. Yeah. You know, I was just saying that you've got people from all walks of life, all backgrounds, all issue areas and grievances who aren't finding what they, you know, hoped America could be. And so some of them from all these different ideologies are trying to do something about it to promote themselves and build, you know, followers, and sometimes that involves the use of violence. You combine that with some mental instability, and you get everything from mass shootings to, you know, to these pipe bombs in mailboxes, to somebody trying to bomb a federal building, to shooting cops, to animal clinics, and I mean, there's all sorts of stuff out there. So there's no single unified threat, I think. It's just, it's been tough times for a lot of people, and I think that's the big issue for law enforcement today.
Are we jittery? Are we on edge as a nation when an event like this happens? This is something that seems to get so much press now. Is that warranted, that these are isolated incidences, the way I look at them, domestically, and people think that there's a bigger conspiracy at play when one of these events happen? Is there?
Well, I don't think so, but you're exactly right. I mean, whether it's a movie theater shooting or a school shooting or a bombing, there are people who believe that it's the federal government behind it, or it's a conspiracy of, say, international bankers, or it's, whoever it is. There are people who think that there's some coherence underneath it, and if you just dig, you'll find it. To me, it's usually the simplest answer is the true one, which is just unfortunate things happen. And if you look at statistics, we have one of the most peaceful times right now that we've had in decades in terms of domestic terrorism. So it's actually a pretty good situation we're in.
Domestic terror, a question on that front. Someone is asking a question about the wildfires, and have seen reports that a large number of the wildfires have some connection back to arson to them. And have you seen anything in the way of reports about that being a possible a foreign terror threat to the United States?
Yeah, a few years ago, there was a couple articles published in Al-Qaeda's magazine that always argued that arson, starting wildfires, would be a great way to do a lot of damage to the United States. I have never seen Al-Qaeda or any of its supporters take credit for these kinds of attacks. Usually they'd piggyback on and say, well, hey, look at how successful that is. We should do something like that, too. Again, I don't attribute wildfires to acts of terrorism, but I may not know the answer to that.
Someone else asked the question, did I hear you correctly that you were not able to say Benghazi was an act of terrorism? Steve asked that question earlier.
Yeah, no, I did say it's undeniably an act of terrorism, but I was just saying it was questionable to me in terms of who commanded and controlled that. Was it AQAP in Yemen? Was it Ansar al-Sharia's leadership? Was it a rogue group from Ansar al-Sharia? Clearly it was an act of terrorism, but figuring out who pulled the trigger on it is the big question for counterterrorism analysts.
Dr. Jared Brockman is with us, who is internationally known as an expert on Al-Qaeda, former graduate fellow at the CIA's Counterterrorist Center, former director of research at West Point's Combating Terrorism Center, and now an associate research fellow at the Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute at NDSU. Yet another, because I don't get how transportation and terrorism go together, but they do, actually, don't they? I mean, 9/11 was an example of it.
Yeah, pretty much every act of terrorism, occurs against a transportation target or uses modes of transportation to move, truck bombs. There's all sorts of things. So that was originally why we started this program, and it's kind of evolved into this broader security program. But, from cops on the road to planes blowing up, we're interested in all of it.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Jared Brockman. What's next on the horizon from a safety standpoint when terrorism's involved? And let's bring this back to domestically. What are some of the things that you're working on briefly that's going to protect the American population?
Yeah, my big issue is trying to get the facts out, because so quickly from both sides, any act of violence can become politicized and a lot of misinformation gets out there. And so we're just trying to build our network of law enforcement, of military and intelligence contacts, so that when things happen, they turn to NDSU for definitive reporting on what we're seeing, out there and what our analysis is. And so that's kind of been my focus the past couple of years.
Fantastic. Dr. Brockman, thanks for joining us today. Some great expertise. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for taking the time to listen.
Thank you very much.
Well, tomorrow on the program, we have a debate on whether or not North Dakota is paying enough attention to the environment on mineral leasing on public lands. Real live debate there, and we're also going to talk about the impact of health care changes on farmers. Plus, find out what's on your mind. So we look forward to that. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye. Steve, later.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lamar County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.